We're joined by Atlantic Head Boys basketball coach Dalton Franken. The Trojans 2 this week with Clint on Tuesday. Then Holland Friday night, and really the effort was there, and he's got some offense going, coach, as well. Talk about the team.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice to get out of the 30s for points tonight, so that's a plus. But our transition defense tonight was terrible. 21 killed us tonight. I don't know how many he had, but they were all on layups in transition. And I mean, nothing against him, but he wasn't the most athletic kid on the floor, and he's still beating us down the floor, getting layups. Like, that's a problem. So, and then against the 2-3 zone, we were patient at times and got some good stuff, and then we still turned the thing over way too many times, throwing it directly to the defense. Our ball movement's got to get better. It's got to get better. We showed glimpses tonight. We just got to keep harping on it. We got to move the ball. We're trying to still do way too much stuff on the first side of the floor, whether it's a post entry or a quick shot off of the first pass or a dribble drive off the first pass on the first side of the floor. And it's tough to do anything on the first side of the floor. So
back the offensive end, Kenick Jewell kind of lit up from behind the arc. It was good to see.
Yeah, it was good to see some shots go down for Kenick. Obviously, he's a very capable shooter. And they were all when we needed buckets when he made them. So need him to continue to be confident, stepping into his shot. And we really need him to continue to be aggressive offensively, both scoring and moving the ball with the pass. We really need him and Hudson both to continue shifting the defense with the pass.
Going to next week, you've got Red Oak on Tuesday night, and talk about preparing for the Tigers at home.
Yeah, Red Oak, they play their butts off. They play their butts off. They'll play a variety of different defenses. We're going to see some zone again. Obviously, we struggled against that tonight. So we're going to have to be ready. They'll do some full court zone press stuff. They'll mix up their half court defenses. So we need to come out aggressive. And our practice has got to be better. Our top guys aren't we're not getting the effort we need in practice every day. So it's tough to just flip the switch on game day. So we need to have better practices starting now.
Very good. Well, Coach, thank you for joining us, and best of luck next week. We'll see you Tuesday against Red Oak.
Yep, thanks, Tom.
You bet. Dalton Franken joining us here on Atlantic Sports Saturday. We'll be back with more right after this.